You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, boys. I just found out that next week our office is closing so we can all go to a team building exercise. I'm going to let that sit there for just a second.
Awesome. So fun.
She says, we're supposed to spend all day in a room with a speaker who will make us all better people, I guess.
So beneficial. So good.
Roseanne writes, I hate to be pessimistic. Too late, Roseanne. I hate to be pessimistic, but am I the only person who'd rather get my work done in the office than do team building games all day? And then this is great. She actually turns it around to us. She goes, do you guys do these at Slapshot Broadcasting? Thank you. Love your show. Please do not use my name.
Okay.
Jeremy, you want to open this up to callers and let them call in and talk about
yes, immediately. Immediate team building exercises. Let's get the text flowing. I want some people calling too. We would love to talk to people today. So first off, 303-691-1649. Call us. And then second, we've done these. We have these. And they're horrible.
I have participated in more than one with the company. One with Slapshot Broadcasting. I did one when Jasper T. Wilkes owned the radio station.
Yeah. They're horrible.
Listen, I understand why companies do it. I understand why. And sometimes it's like an HR thing. It's a CYA that's propagated by HR. And I don't know if there's any more acronyms I can throw in there, but they have to feel like they are doing something to address issues that could come up later. It's like almost a preemptive strike.
Right. But right? I think in a way they just create more issues because you get a lot of coworkers that come in there and open up about everything in their life. And then you've got ammunition to make fun of them and, you know, talk about them behind their back. It just opens the door for more information to be out there than what you need.
So we had a team building one. It was like a corporate retreat, and the people on the air are never allowed to go to those, right? It's always the muckety mucks at the company and stuff like that. But one time, my radio show partner and I were invited to go to the one with Jasper T. Wilkes, and it was out of the country even. They took us down to Mexico. And there was this whole thing the entire day where the speaker came in. And Jeremy, you want to know how much these speakers get paid to do these full day sessions?
It's a buttload to smoke up your buttload.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was one of the guys in one of the big corporate muckety mucks that everyone was always kind of afraid of. And we're all in this circle in these chairs, and the motivational speaker is talking and telling us to do this, and we have to go around the circle and talk about stuff, blah, blah. Anyway, this big muckety muck starts crying.
See?
He was crying. And so we are all sitting there, and I'm kind of looking at the person, you know, to my left, kind of out of the corner of my eye, like,
everyone feel awkward.
Is he crying?
Oh, he's crying, Dom.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know how I feel about
this. Why do we need to share our feelings with the coworkers? I'm sorry, I don't need to do that at all.
I have no
start my own team building. That you know, my staple move is they're coworkers, not friends.
See, I don't have a problem with sharing feelings. My problem is it's almost like the forced family fun, the triple F, you know, or the mandatory day of fun that some offices throw, the MDF. Yeah. It's the forcing of it that to me seems
I don't need
questionable
employee bonding. I really don't. Let's just all get to work and get it done.
Why don't you and I
bond it while you're doing your job?
Why don't you and I leave this show and we start our own business? It's the Dom and Jeremy Team Building Company, and we will be hired by companies to spend a day, and we will do it our way.
Which would include not having an event.
No.
But what do you want to do? Zip lining or something?
If you don't do the event, you don't get paid the $30,000 or $40,000.
I know, but that's my thing, is I don't want any event.
No, but what are you talking about?
No,
we
event.
Could do one our way that is totally
what's included
unlike these
in
other
it,
ones.
What's in it?
That's what we have to talk about. How do you want to make your thousands of dollars?
We have to strive for the five C's: communication, camaraderie, commitment, confidence, and coachability. And then we'll do trust falls.
There's a sixth C. It's all caca is what it is.
It's crap is what it is.
I will say it looks like about 20% are all in favor of team building. And that's about the percentage I would have expected. There's like 20% who think they're the greatest things. Now, I want to float out a theory, and you tell me if you agree with this. I'm not saying anything's wrong. The people are great people. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just an observation. Wouldn't you agree that the people who are probably into these big team building exercises are the same people who put up like motivational meme posters in their cubicles?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. They need the constant positive reinforcement and
same
motivation
people, right?
And how, you know, are you going to hold me accountable and let's go and hands in the middle. And
there's no right or wrong there. It's just an observation. I think if you're likely to put up motivational memes in your workspace, then you're probably a person
then
who likes going to the team building.
You need outside influence to motivate you. Yeah. Absolutely.
Rob says they're a pain, and then people act fake, and then you have to catch up on your work for taking the day off of the team building.
100% yes. My big takeaway from the ones that we did was like everything went out the window the next day. Everything you learned,
short-lived,
all the hugging and embracing that was at the end, the very next day you were talking trash about the dude in sales down the hall because he's such a lazy POS. The very next day, it was like,
yeah, but that speaker
like
kept
it never happened.
Grand though, didn't they?
They sure did. Karen wrote in and said, I like the four question mingle. It's when you go to various coworkers that you don't know and you ask them four questions.
Why are we here?
Painful.
Are you getting anything out of this?
Painful.
When can we go back to work?
What are they serving for lunch?
And what do we have to eat? Right.
This is the worst. Do you want to quit as much as I do?
Mary says, I put up with my coworkers 8 hours a day. That's enough team building for me.
Thank you.
Vanessa is a little bit more direct. Vanessa from Castle Rock goes, I'd rather pour salt directly into my eyes.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that's
like
good.
That.
Lindsay says, we bond over tacos and margs after work and laugh about the online mandatory sexual harassment training.
Those videos are quite awkward, aren't they? Because when you're watching them, you can like check everything off that you've done.
I think it is true that a nice happy hour and preferably without upper management generally
is nice.
Is best. I will say and this is not me brown nosing. I'm not a suck up because he's been my friend for 30 years. But I would say we're fortunate that our big boss, Fleck, he is a guy that we like to hang out with and have beers with.
He's a good dude. Absolutely.
But he's kind of one of those exceptions because usually the big boss is like, do we really want to hang out with this
person?
But
again, very rare. I don't like doing the happy hours and I don't like doing
You're not a happy hour guy with workers. I know.
I don't like going out with people that I work with. John
says, here's Jay. Says, I don't know if this counts as team building, but I like work happy hours. Yes, Jay,
okay.
We agree.
John says, how about a Dom and Jeremy barbecue in the park? Build motivation through smoked meats. John, we could hang out. I do love me some smoked meats.
Cheryl says, the events are lame and horrible. People that like them are phony. Well, I'm not going to go that far. Look, everyone's wired differently.
Good,
Jeremy
actually.
And I speak for the group of people that we don't put up motivational meme posters, and we aren't really that into team building exercises of that nature because they seem artificial to me.
They are.
You should have organic team building. Right?
Yes,
organic. Not sit around in folding chairs in a circle talking about what makes you
just
cry.
Just develop your relationships in the office while you're working together. You'll learn about each other. It'll be fun.
Jody says, if we had to do team building at my job, I'd quit.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm with you.
Oh, God.
A lot of texts. Lame and horrible. I think we did that one, right?
For the Dom and Jeremy, this is from Trish. For the Dom and Jeremy team building, you need to have name five things you could be doing that's more productive than being here.
Name anything.
The best one we will go do.
Washing my socks.
I mean, it is, if you think about it. And we're just having some fun here. But if you think about it, is it irony? I'm never even sure what irony is anymore. But is it ironic that you go spend an entire day at a team building exercise, and then within like 2 days, the boss will be complaining that you're not getting all your work done?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, which will happen.
Is there a correlation, perhaps?
Jeremy, if you don't like hanging with coworkers, does that mean you don't go out with Dom? I had in my head you were besties. No, we don't.
We don't hang out outside the radio station, with the exception of a week from tomorrow we will be.
Hey, look at that, yeah.
But you know what's kind of funny is when we go do our happy hours, we are not that often
together,
standing next to each other.
Yeah, we're mingling.
We divide and conquer.
Because it's a buttload of listeners that show up, so we're just talking to the listeners instead of each other. But no, it's not like we don't go like to, you know, Applebee's together or anything.
No, we don't. And that's fine. I mean, we're good friends, but we just live our own lives.
And again, we spill all of our stuff on the air with each other and our stories versus, you know, blowing our wad at Applebee's together.
If you think about it, we're spending 30 hours a week together. I mean, that's bonding right
there. Pretty good.
And we've done it for a long, long, long time. So
not a single trust fall on this morning show. Not a one.
I haven't walked on hot coals ever. Gabrielle, that's a good question, though.
Thank you for that.
We appreciate that, and I used to hang with coworkers. There was a group. That's where my pub club came from, but they all drifted away.
They bailed,
they all
right?
drifted away from the radio station. They no longer, none of them are in radio anymore, in fact.
Yeah.
And I still love my pub club, but anyway, what would you, what's your final word to Roseanne?
Quit your job immediately.